Select start. It's hard to love men who played video games as boys. It's hard when you can't picture them skinning their knees on gravel, or later sneaking cigarettes behind school, filling their lungs with bitter, then exhaling such lack of self-awareness. They know the sunburned faces of life when they see them. But these others who sank into the flickering screens, thumbs swollen over ladders, mushrooms, hedgehogs, what can I know of them? When they ask me to bed, I can't picture their faces turned to the window as they reach over my bare everything to turn the radio dial, and it's hard to say yes to what you can't imagine. Think of your enemy left alone, picking at scabs. Don't you want to take him home now? The full-grown version whose hands never know surrender. Don't you want them to surrender to your diary, your treehouse, your first rough time, when you shuddered, then tried to forget your shuddering in the hum of our electronic days? Artificial terrain. Why only a pond? Why not a forest where visitors get lost? Torn between taking a right at the sycamore or climbing up to see over the canopy. You could make a quilt from the pieces of ripped flannel. You could sew with finger bones whittled to a point. You'd never be cold or bored again in your new kingdom. When twins disappear, the pet grizzly could choose between the ugly boy and the long-winded girl. Then, why not kiss yourself hard in the mirror where no one complains about a busted lip? You want to be the one who swims, not the one who says, "Hello, pond, what do you got down here besides fish?" I know what you're thinking. What do I know of cartilage and slick? Not much. Not much. But that down below world is blue balls mean, and we run so hot that we pulse with it, the not enough, the never enough, the keep going.